The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Jill Cianci, C-I-A-N-C-I, first name J-I-L-L. This is a treble exercise stress test file, EST space Cianci space J, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination 5-9-22. Referring physician Martin Konigsberg, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. Konigsberg, I think, is spelled K-O-E-N-I-G-S-B-E-R-G. Clinical indication, 44-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia. First stress test on her beta blocker, parentheses, metoprolol, XL, 25 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 100 over 70, baseline heart rate, 85 beats per minute, new paragraph. Correction, I don't think this is Toprol XL. Just put metoprolol 25 milligrams, close parentheses, period, for the medication. New paragraph. The patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing the Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes and 52 seconds, semicolon, 52 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 152, parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient under blood pressure 120 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 18240, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experiencing any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress. Correction. The patient not experiencing any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced a mild dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 64 and a heart rate of heart rate of 109 at the end of the recovery period. So we're going to change where it says the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker, add but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 64 and a heart rate of 109 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1, normally ST portion treble exercise stress test 2, 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort and only experienced mild dyspnea at peak stress. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, comma, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4, make that mildly decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had that baseline low blood pressure on her medication. Correction, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with normal attenuation of blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker with blunting of inappropriate tachycardia with stress, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.